It is very easy to misunderstand emails, text messages, and even words. There was a young person applying for a position in a company, and she was very nervous. And finally, the person interviewing her said, "To know more about who you are, if you had an opportunity to have a conversation with someone living or dead, who would you choose?" And she replied, "I would choose the living one." We speak last Sunday about the truth will set you free. And in today's gospel about the man born blind, we see that people like to have sinners around them and dysfunctional people because the old saying goes, we like to have our monsters because they make us look good. How often have we been in conversations where someone is cutting someone down? Oh, that person is like this. This person is like that. And what's the illusion? The illusion is that you're better because someone else is worse. And what's the truth? The truth is you haven't changed at all. You're the same person, whether you have one monster or a million monsters around you. The illusion is that when we compare ourselves to other people, we don't have to try. We don't have to change. We don't have to become better than we are. Why? Because these people are so bad. But like I said, it's all an illusion. We have to open our eyes and stop thinking like people from the Middle Ages. Remember, we say, oh, it's a rainy, cloudy day. The sun isn't shining. But what's the truth? Since our solar system came to be, the sun is always shining. But in this particular moment, on this particular planet, it's cloudy. But the sun is shining. The sun never stops shining. The sun is always there. So when we think about our own lives, often we have a very narrow perspective, a narrow point of view. It's just me. And even that is a little bit distorted when we begin to compare ourselves to other people. The Pharisees did not want to accept that Jesus cured someone. They did not want to accept that this person was not a sinner, that his suffering and his blindness was a time when God would use that for his glory, because they wanted to be better than they were without working, without believing in God's grace. They want to be better by comparing themselves to a lie. And every time we look at someone else and think we are better because they are worse, that is an illusion. That is spiritual blindness. Open our eyes, O Lord, that we may see who we truly are. Because if you are courageous enough to tell yourself the truth about who you are, not in relation to anyone else, then you will see more clearly who other people are, and you will have an easier time to be honest with your own life, with your family and your friends. So today we ask the Lord, Lord, help us to see ourselves as we are, to see others as they are, and to be honest with the way we look at the world. Христос воскрес!